Advanced computer technology is often seen as producing a kind of dispassionate detachment from life's flesh and blood realities. But this is an example of technology in the service of empathy, a project that originated at Stanford University's Virtual Human Interaction Lab that uses a virtual reality experience to simulate the everyday lives of the homeless. Students at Honolulu's Mid-Pacific Institute are the first high school students to take part and provide what Stanford calls empathy data on the project. Brian Dote, Chief Innovations Officer for Mid-Pacific Institute, is in our studio to tell us more. Thanks for coming in, Brian.
Oh, thank you for having me.
My first reaction to my response to a description of virtual reality is all about, you know, a kind of a detachment, you know, let's kill the monsters as they appear, right? This is very different. This asks you to feel something for... How does it do that?
So I think if you look at the gamut of available technologies today, mm-hmm. Virtual reality is probably the premier technology to use to gain empathy in a viewer. And the reason I say that is the virtual reality experience is one of the only experiences where you can live the life of someone, or you can be, you know, virtually in their shoes, mm-hmm. or you can experience the world from their perspective. And knowing that, if you combine that with a great story and storytelling skills, you can wrap your viewer in an experience that just oozes empathy.
What's this experience like?
So this one is a very interesting one. And again, it's in partnership with Stanford's Virtual Human Interaction Lab. And it puts the viewer in the experience of someone that is about to become homeless and then lives in their car and then is homeless and is riding on a city bus. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it takes you through these sort of chapters, if you will. And the students experience the life of someone that's getting evicted from their apartment and having to decide on what to sell. To sort of survive, and then puts them in an experience where they're living in their car. Mm-hmm. And so they're, you know, I guess de facto at that point, you're sort of homeless. And then it puts them in an experience where they're riding on a city bus, and it's a little more visceral, scary experience. And there's other people on the bus, and they're trying to protect their backpack. And as the bus is moving, your backpack is sliding around, and there's people on the bus that you're a little wary of. And I think the other reason that the virtual reality experience is so great is in an environment like that, because you are seeing a single point of view, and that's the point of view of the homeless person, mm-hmm. you can't see what's going on in your environment. And that's really cool, because as you look to the front of the bus, you're not really aware of what's happening in the back of the bus. If you look to the back of the bus, you're not really aware of what's happening in the front of the bus. Mm-hmm. And so your senses are sort of heightened, as if it would be if you were really sitting on a bus. And
sure.
So I think it's so engaging and so immersive that it's very visceral in that sense.
The thing that's interesting to me about that, Brian, is that we're not often encouraged to think of homeless people as vulnerable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We think of ourselves as vulnerable to them,
exactly.
Not the other way around.
That's because I think for many of us, we've never had that experience, or we've never experienced being on the other side. And that's really what this VR experience is about, is putting you in the perspective, in the shoes, you know, the virtual shoes, of a homeless person.
And so, what if you're on a bus with no place to go, most of your valued possessions are in your backpack, and you're getting sleepy, but you're trying to protect it.
Exactly, and you're alone, and like you said, the backpack is your life, everything you own is in it, you don't know who to trust, maybe you can't trust anyone, and you are by yourself, right?
And somebody might be sneaking up on you.
Exactly, so in this experience, I'm glad you mentioned that, because in this experience, as you're paying attention to your backpack, making sure no one steals it, one of the people in the bus actually starts to sneak up on you. And there's a moment in time where many of our students either gasp or scream or get surprised, because as they turn to look to the back of the bus, he has come up right behind you. And, you know, that's real life. That's what could happen, and probably mm-hmm. very well does happen on a city bus in that kind of environment.
It's like that gasp you get in a scary movie.
Exactly, exactly.
Don't walk down that hallway. Don't open that door.
And let me guide your eye away from the door long enough so uh-huh. that the, you know, so that the bad scary guy can sneak up behind you.
Right.
So that's very much what it's like.
And I'm assuming that the kids who took part, he had about 40 kids
yes.
take part in this. I assume they didn't have any trouble getting immersed in the experience.
No, I think the experience, although it's not photorealistic, it's immersive enough when you combine the full 360, being able to see everywhere with audio and narration, and you know, you're wearing the goggles, and so the rest of reality is now gone,
mm-hmm.
and everything you see, hear, and sort of feel inside is what you're experiencing through the virtual reality environment. And I think kids really can dive deep into that kind of environment because they are very used to being in a sort of a game engine, you know, a game engine design environment like that.
So much of the initial sort of response of companies creating material for virtual reality has been encouraging us to, you know, commit violent acts and be detached from the consequences of those violent acts, a desensitizing effect. Is that a fair description?
I think that's a fair description. And I think what we as an educational institution focus on is the opposite of that. Really taking modern high-end technology like VR and trying to tell the stories behind the characters. You know, before you, in a game, do something to another character, maybe understanding what that character is about or the background history of that person or how that character got to be at that phase of their life in the story. And so really, although the VR industry has started with gaming and you know, violent gaming and other things, I think it's rapidly moving to becoming a very, very robust, engaging storytelling tool, like this one, for example, you know, where you can teach empathy or gain empathy through a story that is very richly engaging. And that's actually how our immersive tech program at Mid-Pacific started, because a few years ago, this filmmaker called, his name is Chris Milk in New York, he created a Syrian refugee experience. And it was a full 360 immersive experience where you looked at your feet and you're in dirt. Mm-hmm. And that's her home. And you look out the window and you see everything that she sees, and you walk with her and you are living her experience. And the idea was to put this experience, and what he did was every UN ambassador, before voting on whatever that resolution was, they went through that experience.
Wow.
And now they understood, like, this is the real deal. This is what it's like to be a Syrian refugee. So now you come from a place of empathy as opposed to being detached or, you know, an outsider.
You wonder, you know, hearing about the capabilities of that technology, just looking at it afresh, you wonder what a great novelist might have done with this, what a Shakespeare might have done with that means of, you know, because that's what any artist is trying
to
do. Right?
Exactly. And the hope is with these tool sets, the next Shakespeare or the next artist is going to come through our school, use these tools and build those experiences, right? Mm-hmm. Because this is a novel way of filmmaking. It's a novel way of storytelling. You don't have a single camera and a single viewpoint. You're sort of engaging with the environment. You can look anywhere. You can touch things. You can move around. And the hope is, our goal is to let students explore these tools so that they can create the next sort of VR Shakespeare experience.
Yeah. The students were asked to respond. They
Correct.
Were surveyed. What kind of responses did they give?
So the end of the actual experience culminated in questions that the students answered. And part of it was to see if students would support a resolution or sign a petition in support of homeless initiatives. And after the experience, they all were in support of that initiative. And they all felt that the immersive experience was very realistic. They strongly agreed that it was a realistic experience. And they all left in support of a petition for supporting homeless causes.
Every single one of them?
Every single one of the 40 students.
That's a powerful lesson in
exactly.
itself, isn't it, Brian? Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Brian Doty is the Chief Innovations Officer for Mid-Pacific Institute, which is taking part in a virtual reality project that originates at Stanford University's Virtual Human Interaction Lab. You can get details on our Conversation Facebook page.